pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We got the recorder on?
Yes, we do.
Roll call.
Counselor Stone?
Here.
Counselor Egbert?
Here.
Counselor Boggs?
Here.
Counselor Meyer?
Here.
Counselor Anderson?
Here.
Counselor Lazier?
Here.
Mayor McKnight?
Here.
All present.
Production of media. Any media here? Did you want to announce yourself? Or?
Yeah, my name is Ian Campbell. I'm with News Review.
Okay, thank you. Announcements. Anyone wishing to speak before the City Council tonight on any subject matter will need to fill out a speaker form and turn it into the recorder. Forms are available on the sign-in table in the back of the room. Public comment. Agenda items only. The purpose of public comment period is to allow citizens to present information or raise issues regarding agenda items only. There will be a time at the end of the meeting for citizens to speak about off-agenda items. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. All citizens must come up to the microphone and please state name and address. We have one, Scott Richardson.
Good evening, council members. My name is Scott Richardson. I live at 1116 East 3rd here in Sutherland. I've lived in Sutherland for over 15 years now. Both my kids were living here. And so I like the city of Sutherland. I like living here. I've came to many council meetings over the years, and I've just sat back and listened. I've never spoken, so today is my first time up here speaking to you guys. The first thing I want to say is kudos to the volunteer firefighters in the community. They've done a great job. They're put in a very tough situation here in the community. My issue is not with their fire response. My issue is with this public assist issue that you guys are going to talk about tonight. I've been in the fire service for over 20 years and been involved with fire agencies from three different parts of Oregon, from Willamette Valley up north to Central Oregon, and now in this county. I've never heard of or seen any fire department that does not handle their own public assist list, lift assist calls. For all the agencies I have ever known, public assist calls are something everyone views as something our tax dollars pay for. I'm not talking about public assist calls at care homes. Those are issues we deal with at the care home level. It's not a responsibility to pick up people at care homes. I'm talking about the little old people that need help off the floor or help in or out of their vehicle. I am shocked that as a public servant for over 20 years that this city thinks it's acceptable to either make those people pay extra for that service or just not go on the call at all. Does this city really think it's acceptable to not go and assist someone that needs their help? Does this city really think it's okay if one of our citizens is on the floor and needs help up to just tell them, sorry, we aren't coming to help you? As a city, I don't understand how that is acceptable to do that to our citizens. We taxpayers pay this city over $800,000 for our fire department. Out of 26 departments in Douglas County, that is the fourth highest amount of dollars. But yet, because we don't currently have first responders on serious medical calls, and because now the city doesn't want to handle their own public assist calls, we currently have the lowest level of service from our fire department. Is that really what we are striving for here as a city, to provide the lowest level of service to our citizens? If that is the case, then this city needs to publicize that to the community, because nobody really understands or knows that. Every single other fire department or fire district in this county, 25 to be exact, have medical first responders for serious medical calls. And every single one handles their own public assist calls, and they don't charge their citizens for them. I've heard several times that our volunteers simply aren't trained to be able to handle these public assist calls. That really makes no sense to me. I've talked to Jerry about this. Our firefighters are certified firefighter ones, which means they have had first aid and CPR training. Because to be a firefighter one in the state of Oregon, that's required. That training alone makes them trained and fully capable of handling public assist. That's the exact same training many volunteer agencies have. They're currently providing public assist to their citizens. So with that said, Kirk's not here, but shame on him, shame on Charlie, and shame on this council to even consider going in a direction to where our citizens are charged for public assist lift assist which is a service they've already paid you for. One other note. It absolutely makes no sense that our police chief is in charge of our fire department. You guys hired Charlie to do a job. Okay, he is the fire expert for the city of Sutherland. I don't know him, never met him in my life. But you guys need to do one of two things. Let Charlie do his job as a department head and make him do it, or find a fire chief that can do it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. That's the only one I had tonight. So moving to presentations. Chamber of Commerce.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. I'm Tammy Trowbridge with the Chamber of Commerce, and I've got some reports for you.
Okay, you can do this one, and you guys can do one and pass them that way, and they should meet the mark.
Not a lot of activity this month. The report is through the end of September, and you'll see the fun run is shown there in its entirety. Had some receipts and then also the money out. It actually turns out to be a quality event at a very reasonable cost. So fun event, and we're hoping to just grow that every year. Pretty much other normal expenses for the month, utilities and advertising. Right now we are working on the tree lighting that's coming up in a month. I know, right?
That can't be happening.
I know! I don't know how we got here, but evidently it is true that we're here, and so we are working on it even under protest. What we'd really like to do this year is actually close that connector street and bring in some bleachers, because we really think that we could have, if we double, we figure we had pretty close to 200 last year, and so if that doubled again, we'd be in serious trouble in terms of seating and just traffic and people there, and so we really want to make it safe. So tomorrow, well, we've already had one of our people have met with Dave Padotti talking about the logistic of that and how that's going to work, and so tomorrow, police chief and myself and one other person from the chamber board are going to meet with David. We're going to talk about that and maybe walk through the park and just see how we can make that work for everybody and still be safe, close the street, but still keep access to the restaurant. So that's our priority, is to make everybody at least as happy as possible for 2 hours that evening. Okay. And then I'm going to tell them that we're going to go have somebody's birthday party over there, so maybe that'll balance it out. I don't know. Also, we'd love to dedicate another bench, Frank, if you have one, like maybe the Lunds or something. That
when are you doing this?
It's November 29th, so you've got a month here.
There's six benches coming.
Six? My goodness. In the next month?
It's 45 days from order, and I don't remember.
When you ordered it?
Yeah, so it should be the
first one.
October,
so maybe we should chat about that a little bit later. Maybe you could look and see when you ordered it, and yeah, then we can see if we want to do that, because that worked really well at that last time, gave us, you know, something mm-hmm. else of significance to do, so that'd be fun. And other than that, like I say, we're just continuing to keep on going, and we're working with Oakland Economic Development on NICSER for November, and things are going well. Any questions?
I was going to mention last meeting, but you weren't here, the event you had honoring volunteers. I thought was just outstanding.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, I think it's great that you went through that effort and was really acknowledging them, and it was a pleasure watching them and seeing them. So, yeah, wanted to get that in there because you and Pam just did an excellent job.
Well, thank you. We have a great team.
Yeah, it just seems like it is. It's a tight knit group, and it's working well, and it's just, it's exciting to
see. They all like each other. And I just have to tell you that even one of them is old enough that she just went over next door and decided to talk to
him. She told me. Yeah, I saw her at Hobo's too, yes.
About his property. So who knows? Yeah. Maybe she's opened the door.
I told her, stay on.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay. Next up is Fire Department Update. Lift Assist, Chief of Police.
Thank you.
Mayor, Council President, Councilors, Kirk Sanfilippo, Chief of Police, City of Sutherland, and temporarily Interim Director of Public Safety, including the Fire Department. During fiscal year 14 and 15, there were a number of City Council meetings where the Sutherland Fire Department services, plans, and proposals were discussed, and updates were provided, and I listed the dates at all those meetings. We also have who was Interim Chief LaBelle here to answer any specifics about any meetings that occurred prior to the arrival of Chief Perdomo and my taking over as the Interim Director of Public Safety. At some of these, it was explained that the Sutherland Fire Department model that established a predominantly volunteer organization, that the department would not be able to continue to provide public assist, specifically lift assist, calls for service. Those would be the calls such as help, I have fallen and I can't get up type of calls. The Sutherland Fire Department, as of late July 2015, has been continuing to respond to public assist, lift assist calls for service. The Sutherland Fire Department, made up of predominantly volunteer firefighters, is not equipped, trained, or resourced to handle this call type. Over the last 2 months, the Sutherland Fire Department has responded to 20 of these calls, and the statistics have shown that over 50% of these calls required that the Sutherland Fire Department request that an ambulance respond to assess the patient due to visible injury or the person's complaint of pain. As of midnight on December 1st, 2015, the Sutherland Fire Department will no longer be responding to public assist, lift assist calls for service. As an option to the public, Bay City's ambulance has graciously offered to respond to these calls for service when they are available at a starting cost to the public of $60. And Brian Burke, one of the supervisors for Bay City's, is here to answer any questions you might have about that. This will be based on availability of the ambulance service from the Roseburg office, and the response time may be delayed, extended, or higher priority calls for service may not allow them to respond at all. The public can either call Bay City's Ambulance Dispatch Center directly for this service at the listed phone number, or call the non-emergency Douglas County Communications Center at the DCEC business line. Douglas County Communications will then forward or refer the call to Bay City's Ambulance Dispatch Center. When Bay City's ambulance is not available to respond to the public assist, lift assist calls, and is the second option to the public, it is encouraged to have family, friends, acquaintances, or neighbors available to assist the person making the call. Again, the Sutherland Fire Department will not be responding to these calls for service after December 1st, 2015 at midnight. The Sutherland Fire Department will be conducting public awareness efforts to educate the public of this change. It is planned to publish a press release, post the information on city social media sites, provide a letter with the water bill, mail letter to persons that have already used the lift assist service more than once during this last 3 months, and personal delivery of this information is planned for some locations, specifically the mobile home parks, since the residents there don't all individually get water bills. Again, the Sutherland Police Department will not be responding to these calls for service after December 1st, 2015 at midnight. And I'm here to answer any questions council members may have, as well as Chief Perdomo, Interim Chief Rich LaBelle, or Bay City Supervisor Brian Burke.
If Bay City goes on a lift assist and an ambulance is required, who will be doing the transport?
The Ambulance Service Authority will be doing the transport. That'd be MedCom, and Bay Cities will call them.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I kind of have some statements. I kind of wrote down my thoughts. I just kind of want to get on the record. I'm very much against the city not supplying lift assist also for our citizens. To me, I'm just absolutely against charging the citizen any extra money for the service when and if the service is even available. Our citizens have already paid for this service, a service that, you know, many were told that wouldn't change. I mean, I stood up here and argued the fact about services and how there was going to be calls not being answered, and I kept getting, you know, told that no, they were being answered. The little old person would get picked up, and it just, to me, it we're going down that road again, and to me, an answer is not just, you know, taking away the service or charging more for it. This is something that every fire department does. That was recently stated too. I don't really want to repeat myself with a bunch of stuff, but it just makes me upset because I know a lot of people in this community in a certain age group that statistically are going to need this service. People who spend much of their lives working and volunteering and raising their families but some who also worked very hard to bring Southern professional public safety department, both fire and police. Now that they're at an age where they may need it, it's not going to be there on a regular basis. And as a citizen and knowing a lot of these people personally, it's beyond aggravating to me. I just recommend that the city go back to the drawing board and maybe come up with something else other than taking away a service or charging the citizens more for it. I don't care who does it, you know, and Bay Cities is a private gig, and I think it's fair what they're doing. I'm not saying they're overcharging or I'm not going down that route. I'm just saying I think the citizens pay for it. I think it's statistically what fire departments do, and this was addressed, and now I think we're coming to that threshold, and I just have a hard time with, you know, and when people say everything relates to medical, you know, I just think there's some common sense involved. I mean, you know, if somebody has Parkinson's disease and they fall over and they just can't get up, it's because they have Parkinson's disease. And it's like helping them up is what they need. I mean, they're not going to go to the hospital. Yeah, it's medically related, but they're not going to go just to be told something they already know. I talked to another gentleman because I've been talking to a lot of people about this. You know, they have arthritis in their knees real bad, older gentleman. He falls down. He's like, I just got this physical strength up here, but I can't, you know. He's not going to go to the hospital because he's got arthritis in his knees. It's wintertime. He knows what it is. And it just bothers me that the service is not going to be available or the folks will get charged more for it. I just think the city could come up with something better, you know. And I'm not downplaying your report. This ain't a personal attack on Charlie or you, or I appreciate the work you've done, and it's not the volunteers. I just think it has to come up with a different mechanism to make it work. I just want it perfectly clear. It's, you know, I think the volunteers are doing a great job also with what they can do, but, you know, I've heard some different things about, well, we don't have any volunteers. There's like 10, and we need more staff, and I just don't think that's the citizens' problem. I think that decision was made up here, and I think we need to address it. And telling the citizens we just don't have enough volunteers and this service ain't going to happen. I just don't. But anyway, that's my 2 cents.
Yeah, Mayor, may I respond to two points that you made? So if we go back to last fiscal year when this was all being discussed, from a policy standpoint, it was made clear based on what I'm being told and what I remember that we would not be doing lift assist. We would be doing everything else, but we would not be doing lift assist anymore. And when we started the first of the fiscal year, we did not do lift assist, just like we had stated based on the previous year's policy that council had agreed to. And then it became an issue outside of the city of Sutherland. And for a period of the last 60 days, now soon to be 90 days or so, I essentially changed your policy and decided we were going to run lift assist calls so that we could take the time to better analyze it now that Chief Perdomo were here, do it a little bit more as a team, and make a decision ultimately whether or not this was truly realistic and whether we should come back and say we want to recommend a policy change over what you made last year. The reality is it's not realistic based on the way we've stood this department up. We do a great job fighting fires. The volunteers have proven that. We're not resourced or staffed to be able to run lift assist about 10 a month at all hours of the day and night. It's just not realistic. So, I'll take responsibility for not staying with what policy should have been, and that was we're not doing lift assist, and we probably should not have been doing lift assist for the last 60 days, but we've been doing them. So that's why I'm putting the council on notice. We're going to go back to what the policy was that you all voted on last year. We're not going to be doing lift assist anymore, but we wanted to find an option to the public. And Bay Cities is the only agency of three that I reached out to that gave us that option at, a very reasonable price of $60. If council so chose that they did not want to pass the cost on to the community, the city could decide to pay or fund that $60 per call and just, you know, have an agreement with Bay Cities to bill us and you pay the bill. It's a whole lot cheaper than the cost of personnel, starting apparatus up, driving it over to the incident, and then responding back to the city. It's a lot more cost efficient. And I appreciate Scott's report. He did a good job. He has some statistics. I would say maybe it's time for fire agencies to hit the reset button and decide whether or not it's truly in the public's best interest to be using firefighters and city apparatus or county apparatus to run these types of calls when there is private business that's willing to do it.
Well, that's how they get their funding. They cater to the people, and the people say, well, we need the fire departments to do that, so we'll fund them with the taxes. it's all about the dollar. But I think when we were told when the contract expired like that and everybody was concerned about an ambulance service not being available, stuff like that, we were told by Fire District 2 at the time, but now apparently it's MedCom who can change the rules, is that the ambulance service would not change. People would still have their ambulance and everything that they have now, and that has apparently changed by MedCom.
Well, in fairness, I'm sorry to interrupt, Councillor, but in fairness to Douglas 2 and or / MedCom, they do have an ambulance service agreement that does say they'll go on basic life support and advanced life support calls. Based on how these are being classified when they go through dispatch, they're not going in as medical calls that are basic or advanced, they're going in as lift assist. What we've seen is once we get there, there is a medical problem, and that's why we stop everything, we call for an ambulance, they respond. So, you know, some of it's just the way the system is being dispatched. Some of it may be the calls that, or the questions that are being asked when the people call in. I don't know. I don't work in dispatch. I'm not there.
Well, I would be in favor of, but I have a problem. Bay Cities is going to bill us for lifts, is that they have somebody available to do it as many times as it occurs. And I don't know if that's possible, Ryan. I mean, you might look, but if we're going to put the bill for that, then I would expect that we would have somebody available whenever they were needed. And I don't know that 10 calls is going to stay 10 calls.
What percent of the people that would do the lifts assist being charged $60 would actually pay the $60?
I mean, I have
50%
no
maybe, you know. So I would think if we could come up with some kind of an agreement, a written agreement with Bay City, that they would have somebody available whenever the call comes in, that they're going to be guaranteed of getting the $60 is what I'm talking about. It's about dollars and cents. And is there any type of a formula out there on what percentage is not paid on ambulance calls?
Here comes the answer.
I was going to say, bring Brian up.
Brian Burke, Administrator, Supervisor, Bay City's Ambulance in Roseburg. As far as calls we're getting in our organization, we're contracted most of the work we do in Roseburg, so we're getting close to 90% collection rate on that.
On a contract.
Altogether, including our contracts in Roseburg, we're receiving about 90%. In Coos Bay, they're in a 72 to 76% rate of collections for their billing. Which is, we are higher than the average. We're doing a good job with our billing techniques. As far as response time, I staff two ambulances 24/7. We do have a contract with the VA. That's our priority, it will always will be. If I don't have two ambulances available, there's gonna be a delay. I can't staff another ambulance for 10, you know, $600 a month doesn't cover the business end of the deal. But if we are available, we'll respond. From Roseburg and help you out.
Anybody else have anything?
Well, it says in here that there's response to 20 calls and 50% of them are medical. And it seems to me, when you go right back to the beginning, that's the ambulance should be, you know.
I don't think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you get there, if it's medical, it's not a situation about the ambulance not coming. It's about, you know, when it's not medical, it's my thing, because it's, if it's medical, the guys are going to come.
Yeah, when we call for medical, they respond.
Yeah, I don't.
Doesn't mean they're going to transport, but they make the decision whether or not that person's safe to be lifted off that floor, driveway, deck.
But this is the same conversation we had when you told us the staff was going to do the lift assist, is that you're double calling some of these places. You know, whether Bay City goes out, or the police department went out, or the volunteer fire department went out, and 50% of the calls, you have to call an ambulance anyway.
We do.
It makes more sense for the ambulance to be there.
I agree. But that's not what the Ambulance Service Authority agreement says.
Well, but...
How many go up? I'm sorry, go ahead. You kind of start.
It sounds to me like a lot of the problem is with dispatch, and that dispatch is not asking the proper questions. If a person's in pain, are they in pain when they first call, or are they in pain when you get there?
I don't know.
You know?
Do you know how many of the call, when you say 50%, how many are actually transported?
I did not follow up and try to figure out how many calls get transported. I just looked at the call type, read the narrative for every time we call for an ambulance when we go to these lift assists.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with the Bay City thing either, but, and I understand, I don't know where Brian went. I understand what he's saying. That's okay, Brian. It's just that I'm kind of like Tom. I mean, I know somebody's going to be there, and I understand what he's saying. I mean, that's just not, you know, 100%, you know, but as far as, I mean, I'd be in favor of the city. I just don't see passing it on to the citizens myself. But.
Well, I think that you could have some kind of need basis for it. In my neighborhood, we don't have these two people here anymore, but we used to have the ambulance and the fire department out all of the time. And for people like, if the lady next door to us would have said, can I call you and will you help me up, we would have been happy to do it. Somebody here said that they do this all over the nation. My mom and dad both had neighbors and had family that came and lifted them up. And the only time that the fire department ever came was somebody didn't have a key one time and they had to break the door down. But I have other family in other parts of the country that this is, you say that this is the way it's done all over the country. I haven't seen it.
Well, here, so I just said in Douglas County, that's what every fire department does. What do you say about that?
Well, and you made the comment also, you said the citizens have, it shouldn't be their problem. The citizens chose for it to be their problem. They chose not to annex into the district. And so then the question was renewing the contract with Fire District 2 in March. In March, their minutes say that they would come in and offer to do the contract with us again because it would put them in a position to bring the annexation vote to the city. That was the reason. It wasn't because they were trying to be nice or anything. They wanted to take the vote up again. And that was the reason that they did it. So in 3 years, we'd be in the same place where the citizens again would vote that they don't want to pay that kind of money for 10 lift assists a month.
$60 a lift assist doesn't seem... That seems a lot cheaper than that.
At 10 a month, it's $7,200 a year. That's what we're talking about.
I do want to add, and Brian can add to this if he wants, the $60 starts, but if Bay Cities needs to render medical attention because MedCom is not there and needs to respond and they need to take immediate action, the price is going to go up. Mm-hmm. Based on the fact it was a medical call and the people needed assistance right away and Bay Cities couldn't wait. And Brian, do you want to clarify any of that?
Can you even do that, Brian?
That's what MedCom does.
Are we stepping on the other contract?
No, that's the issue is it's not covered in the ASA agreement. The lift assists aren't. So this is not MedCom's fault.
Well, no, I mean
it's not District 2's fault.
You go and your lift assist, and all of a sudden you have to have an emergency help.
If we begin treatment.
Yeah, can we do that, or are we...
I can't transport. I won't transport. Treatment. The ambulance, the ASA covers the transportation.
Oh, okay.
And that's where it becomes, I don't like the issue, but yeah, there's a bill that would go, and it could go up to $250 is the max.
So how many guys do you send out for the $60?
Two guys in an ambulance.
Two guys in an ambulance. So it's $30 a piece, roughly.
Fuel, wear and tear.
Yeah. So how often do you, out of those 20, and say 10 of them was being transported, do you have to do medical aid too?
I can't speak to that. I'm going off your numbers. I have.
Well, I just if 50% of them were, what's the amount that would bounce you up to 250?
You're talking. Somebody with a severe diabetic issue, respiratory failure, or a respiratory issue where they need immediate treatment, cardiac arrest, that type of stuff. It'll be a serious. We are not going to neglect treating people until the ambulance gets here, for sure.
See, that's one of the numbers we don't have is what.
We won't know the we won't know those numbers until we get there.
Would that be on us or on them?
On them.
The
whoever calls the city. I don't have a contract with the city.
Right.
And we would be in a situation where we'd have to bill the patient, correct?
Well, the numbers I was after was, say, a guy goes out and then he's cut, or a guy goes out, you know, how many, they need an ambulance ride, but what's a major ambulance ride to where you need cardiac arrest? You got...
That's what I said. The high end, I mean, I'm not going to charge $250 to put a bandage on somebody's hand, and I wouldn't deem that as need an ambulance ride. It depends on the situation. I can let it to death up here, but until I'm there, we're not going to have all those answers.
Yeah, we've always just had the amount of lifts assist, but we've never known what they were, what the emergency really was.
So our issue really is the lift assist aspect of it. If it goes to medical where you have to call the ambulance, then that's a totally different thing. We're just primarily focused on the lift assist aspect of it.
If you have a bad golf game, we'll come pick you up.
Too late. Let me see. Could you please give us your experience, background, what you're talking to? I mean, you seem to have some knowledge, but what's your job?
I'm one of the shift captains for Fire District 2. But I'm not here because of Fire District 2. It didn't matter to me.
You're talking to the ambulance thing.
Yeah. I can't speak on behalf of MedCom. I can tell you my opinion. If they show up on the lift assist and that person needs care, we want them to do that, obviously.
What's that?
To render care, right, until we get there. Absolutely. If there's care needed, we want them to do that. So to Councilor Stone, that's
okay, so they wouldn't be calling District 2, they would be calling MedCom.
MedCom, District 2, it's the same.
Well, we know that, but they don't like
it. Right, I know. That's not true. For the record, the UCC shooting, us in Bay Cities, we all went to that call. So just because Bay City doesn't have the ASA contract, we used them that day because we needed more medics that day. So we fully would expect them to take care of somebody if they need it. My issue is charging the people extra for a service that everywhere else is paid for with your tax dollars. Mm-hmm. There are some communities where if people go on 3 or 4 lift assists, then they start getting a bill, because it's not right for the fire department to keep putting that, you know, service.
Well, what happens in Myrtle Creek when they get a lift assist call?
Myrtle Creek volunteers
handle it. The ambulance doesn't respond?
No. Not if it comes in as a lift assist, and that's what dispatches it as. Myrtle Creek volunteers go. Everywhere in the county it's that way. And that's what I was saying earlier. So.
I think that we also have to think that things are changing, and you and I talked about this, and we can't do the same amount with a tax dollar that we used to be able to do. Now we have dump fees, and everybody's garbage was doubled. We just can't be all things to all people all the time, and I think for people with need, that the city of course could pick up the tab, but for people who just have somebody come out just because they don't want to bother their daughter or they don't want to bother their neighbor, and multiple times during the year, I don't think that the city should be responsible for that.
I'll tell you, Life Alert is a big, the ambulance drivers, they told me one time that since Life Alert came around and everybody started hitting those buttons all the time, they get a lot more calls than what they used to have. And they do show up at a place 5-6 times in a month, you know, because of that. Somebody says, oh, I think something's happening to me, and they hit the button instead of calling their neighbor or anybody else. They just automatically think the ambulance would be there.
Well, yeah, the Life Alert or Life Station or any of those different vendors that have those automated systems, we have one at my house for my mother-in-law. So when they hit the button, the medical staff that answers that's an auto-dial system essentially, asks if there's an emergency, and maybe you respond, maybe you don't, but they're going to dispatch fire and medics. The ambulance is going to go, because all they know is somebody hit the button. So the reality is some of these lift assists, you know, we could go out and educate people on these Life Alert systems, and when they hit the button, the medics are going to have to go, because it's going to go in as an emergency, but when they get there, maybe a simple lift assist. May not be a medical emergency. The system has no way of knowing it until the person talks to them. and says, no, it's not an emergency, I just fell and I need help getting up, maybe they'll say that, maybe they won't.
So at that point, they don't necessarily call an ambulance or the fire department, right?
My experience with that system, since we have one, is if the person's not specific about what the issue is, they're going to dispatch medical staff and a fire apparatus.
Because my mother had one, and they called my sister first, and they called the neighbor second. Yeah.
Well, I have it set up where I get the call first. Once they've gone ahead and activated the system, I'm going to know about it. But the medics are still responding with the fire apparatus.
No, the medics didn't respond to me.
Chief, there was something that was asked of me, you know, a couple months ago, and I never followed it up. But they were concerned on their fire med. They had paid into fire med, you know, every year. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to know if that was still going to cover their ambulance service. And we've never discussed that. What does happen to that money?
Well, we'd have to have fire med respond to that. But my understanding is that it supplements any policy premiums that are not paid by the primary insurance carrier and or a secondary carrier. Fire med absorbs or pays, or I don't know exactly what the system is. But it's like a supplemental insurance policy is what it is.
Oh, okay.
It does not cover lift assist.
Okay. Because that's what I was wondering, is if they needed lift assist and they paid into it. That's what I was wondering, do we need to discuss a fire med situation for lift assist? You know, if people know whether or not they're going to need a lift, you know, I mean, if these people are being picked up five times a month, you know, it's kind of like an insurance you're buying here. You're not necessarily paying the $60 each time, so it would be kind of like a subsidy, you know, they're going to help pay some of it, but they're not going to pay all of it.
Sure.
But we have never had a workshop on any of this to talk about it.
I don't know if there's such a system to supplement lift assist call, you know, that's comparable to fire med. I haven't heard about it in this county. I do know fire med will not cover it because I met with the deputy chief of the EMS over Doug 2, trying to search for an agency that might be interested in doing these lift assist calls for us. Doug 2 and MedCom was not interested. Bay Cities was the only one that graciously stepped up and said, yeah, we can do that for you if you need us to.
So, Chief, since it's on the presentation, you kind of informed us that's what the city was doing. What is it you really, I mean?
I'm just informing the city that this is the path we're going down. We're going to stick with the original policy decision from last fiscal year. I'm noticing you that the difference this time is we're going to do a media blitz. We're going to mailers. We're going to make contact with mobile home parks. We're going to go to the two primary care facilities that are actually a business here and say, we're not coming anymore. We just want to let you know that. You better provide your own staff or get ready to do these yourself. So I'm not asking for a vote. This is an
information. Oh, I know. I'm just saying, I mean, this, we're kind of done here. Do we have any?
Okay, unless we want to talk about supplementing this or something.
We'd have to vote.
We got to put on that. I mean, we'd have to put on the agenda next time if you want to. I'm sorry, Jerry.
Mr. Mayor, I don't know if you need to put it on the agenda. You could ask us to bring back a methodology with how we would reimburse Bay Cities or anybody for this fire service, and, you know, do it that way without.
Would it have to be voted on?
Yeah, that
but then it
would
be voted on.
The methodology would be. Right. What I meant is just bringing back. Do you want us to charge or not? We'd bring back a kind of a. You know what I mean, Councilor?
Well, that's kind of something we all have to discuss, isn't it? To see what we can all agree on mm-hmm. before we...
Correct.
Do you guys want... We'll put it on the agenda for next time and dive in. Is that what I'm hearing?
Is that what you want? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I know.
So, Mayor, I just want clarification. Okay. Starting tomorrow, we're going to start our media blitz to let the citizens here in the community know this is going to be changing. Yep. I just want to make sure... We're good.
Yeah, preparing for the worst is my thought. I mean, I don't know what we're going to...
We come up with something better, Phil, if you please.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down there. I mean,
very good. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Before he leaves, Todd.
No.
Is it something that we don't want to scare the people to death right now, that we can say that if you cannot afford this service... It will be provided for you?
You know, I don't know. I mean, my thought was, because the chief told me this, you know, to start spreading the word. And, you know, I work hobos too, and I'm talking to people, and I mean, and so I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you want to tell them, but yet if it changes a little bit, I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. I want them to know that
the city council is going to be considering.
If the city pays for the wall, it's just basically coming out of tax money they've already paid. So it's not costing them any additional. And if the city picks up the bill for the lift assist, if it's feasible to do that, they've already paid for the service essentially. They're not gonna, and trying to figure out who can afford it and who can't would be a nightmare for billing.
Well, but you could have certain restrictions, like some, like the gentleman mentioned, some communities say if you've had three within the 12-month period, you're going to start paying because there's something the matter.
Now that might be something you could go down the road once you have your test.
I can pause the media until the first council meeting in November. It just reduces the time that the public's going to be notified.
What does the council think?
I still think you should notify, but I think you should say the council's working on some kind of a system to help subsidize the cost.
Or somewhere, you know.
But they also need to know that if it's more than just a lift, like if it's a $250 more, that the city is not going to pay that. It's a $60 or subsidy up to $60.
Well, that's why I was thinking that it would be more like a reimbursement than an actual you pay the bill. That way the city can, he's not spending a lot of time dealing with the contract issue, and then we can keep track on, is this person getting a lift assist six times a week, you know, and we can see what it actually is. Is it a $60 bill or is it a $250 bill?
Well, when I'm a contractor, and if I have another contractor come in and do something to get me started on my project, I reimburse him. So it looks to me like MedCom would reimburse him for any medical.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. We're paying the $60,
but anything additional to that, it looks like MedCom would reimburse Bay City for any medical.
He's shaking his head. No,
I've dealt that.
Go ahead, Jerry.
My feeling is, seriously, in terms of staff time and everything, I just think that we ought to just pay MedCom $60 for every call, and we just
Bay Cities
$60 for every call. I mean, at most, it's going to be $500 a month. We can, in the fire budget $10,000 a year for this, and monitor it. I mean, is creating all these layers of determining who qualifies, who doesn't qualify.
If we did that, which is
just more costly staff time.
Would it be feasible if we did that? And when if they respond, could the fire department just see if it's something they could help with as far as the lift assist? Does that make sense? What I'm asking, the kind of fill in the blanks if Bay Cities is.
If Bay Cities can't, you want us to be the next call.
Yeah, and if it is a lift assist handle, if it's not, you know, I mean, wouldn't that reduce a lot of your calls if Bay Cities is picking up most of them?
I don't know. I can't predict when the ambulance.
We should be
running 10 a month.
Yeah.
To try it, see how it works.
I just throw that out there. Just something that way, you know. What's that?
You say on that, in any calls, if Bay City responds, you pay them their $60. If it turns into medical and they have to call the ambulance, then they still get their $60, and the ambulance takes over the medical aspect.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if they come, you got to pay. Yeah,
you have to pay.
I just thought, you know, if depending on when Bay City's and you know,
it's cheaper for us in the long run. Just do it that way.
Well, I still think you have to put some kind of controls on people just calling five times a week.
When they give us the billing of the itemization, and we see the multiple names, that would be one of those. We're not paying for that anymore.
I understand.
When you bring something back to us, kind of incorporate that little bit into it on the number of calls they get for
tracking.
You know, if they're using you three times a month, there must be something more than, and just let's go on.
Can I ask you guys or the ambulance or LaBelle or anybody who's got experience, what is a lot of lift assist calls? Well, you would consider a repeat offender, I guess. Is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have somebody who, is that a fair question? I mean, what is a lot?
You know,
18
a year they call us.
18
times a year
is a lot. Okay, you know, so I mean, if you broke that down, you know, just like, or like monthly, what is a lot? If you go to somebody else's three times or more than once, is that a lot? Or, you know, I just curious what one considers a lot.
So, Mayor, you brought up something that I want to go back to, and that was, I think you were asking if Bay Cities couldn't respond, could we supplement the service rather than getting out of it altogether?
Yeah.
It still takes us to a point where we're going to have specialized training to be able to do that. And right now, we're trying to focus on fighting fires.
So,
not picking people up and getting the certification to be able to make a medical assessment.
Is that, so what kind of specialized training? Are you talking
first responder training, which is about 40 hours.
Right. We're working on it.
We're working on what?
On getting people's
No, we talked about that potentially being an option.
Right.
But we're not working on getting people.
No, we're not working on it for the lift assist. We're just
right.
Right. Thank you. Sorry.
An overall goal that you don't know. Right. Yeah, that could be near.
It could be a year or two, three down the road.
So who else people in the program certified now?
Firefighters.
Yeah.
We have 11 volunteers that are
chief certified.
The chief certified as a firefighter, yes, in the state of Oregon. We have 11 volunteers that are firefighter certified. My cross certification is in, and I'm waiting for my certification to come in, so I am. And we've got 5 that are in the process that will be done with entry level end of January, and then it'll be a matter of how fast we can get them through the firefighter one certification process.
But I mean a lot, life assist.
Lift assist?
Lift assist for...
None.
Well, he would be.
No, he doesn't have the certification in the state of Oregon. He'd have to go and get cross certification.
So, but if to be a firefighter one, is there any as far as being CPR?
We all have basic first aid.
That's not enough to do a lift assist.
No, that's not my understanding.
And where did you get that? Where does that come from? Because my only thought is if every department in Douglas County is doing it, but Sullivan's the only one that's not. I'm just trying to understand. I'm not questioning you. I'm just.
Rich, do you have a history on the first responder certification?
Yeah, it's 40 hours. But in order to practice medicine on the street, we need a physician advisor. We need standing orders. I mean, there's a process to go through for us to be able to render care on the street, other than. You know, first aid and CPR.
And so every other department has done that?
Pardon?
Every other department has done that in Douglas County?
Most of them have volunteers that have been there quite a while.
Okay.
They're probably either first responder trained or EMTs.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
Council, Charles Perdomo, Fire Chief. To answer the question, because I've been listening to what's been going on, I checked with the State of Oregon Department of Health, and in order for us to respond and provide help that would be considered medical in nature, we would need to have a healthcare provider license that would need to be overseen by a medical director, which is a doctor in the state of Oregon, and we would need to have our personnel certified to at least the level, at the very minimum, of first responder, and that's the 40-hour training course that Chief LaBelle and Chief Sanfilippo were talking about. It could be done. The issue is, if we're going to go down that route, it's basically we would have to re-engineer what was decided a year ago.
Okay. I had one more question for Brian. Because we've been throwing around the $60 number. Is it going to be the same whether you charge a in customer or the city? Would it not matter one way or the other who paid? Or would it be a different type of contract?
Our bill is $60. Okay. It's wear and tear on the vehicles. I mean, that's pretty minimal for keeping it staffed. So.
Okay. Thanks.
So refresh my memory. Are we gonna let the public know? Is that what we are gonna?
We can either let them know that there's gonna be potentially some subsidization by the city at some point, up to $60, but no more. But right now it would be it's possible. That's why we may be better off pausing this for 2 weeks, discussing at the next council meeting, letting you decide,
okay,
and then give the public less than 30 days notice that this is going to happen.
I think we should give them at least 30 days.
I agree. I just don't know what to put in the press release and in the letters to them because we don't know whether or not the city is going to subsidize this.
Well, don't we pretty much all agree that we are going to go ahead and subsidize people?
I just think if you delay 2 weeks, it's just it's just going to be a bigger problem. I think if you get it out there right now, tomorrow, whatever your plans are, and say that the council has met and that they're going to subsidize.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in favor of it. I don't know about the rest of them, but I think even $60 is not a lot of money.
Okay.
But I think we need to come up with some kind of a policy, but we need to say this is what's going to be available.
Yeah. When it's available.
I don't know how you're going to monitor people coming doing it once every 3 weeks. I mean, I don't know how you're going
to. So we need to do a budget adjustment of the fire department.
We're not going to be tracking the lift assist anymore. Right. Bay Cities will be tracking the lift assist.
So Brian, you track that you have that at your disposal, right? That kind of information. You can say, well, this is the 10th time you picked this person up this year.
Yeah, I can do that.
Is that difficult, or is that?
No.
I mean, don't when you call to a home, don't you get like a history of how many times you've been there, or what's going on?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I understand what the council wants. Thank you.
Thank you. Good decision, guys.
Okay, on the council business. Consent agenda. Minutes from the October 12, 2015 regular meeting. Is there a motion?
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Been moved and second to approve the minutes from the October 12, 2015 regular meeting. Any discussion? Go ahead and vote.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Abstain.
Not present.
Keep skipping.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Public hearing, supplemental budget, library board fund. Open public hearing. Calling for staff report, finance director.
This part is just to give the public the opportunity to speak on behalf of the supplemental budget regarding the library board fund and the receipt of a grant to build a outdoor book return.
Outdoor book return. They have an outdoor book return.
It's a new one.
A new one, huh?
Yes.
What's the matter with the old
one? I have no idea.
They got $5,000.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with it.
You can put two books in the new one.
Oh, the wider mouth.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the resolution.
We have a public hearing.
Hey, we got a public hearing. I got to go through a few more steps here.
I don't think anybody
I got a call for public comment. Anybody have public comment on the library?
Second.
Book slot.
I haven't seen anything wrong with it, and I use it at least once a month.
Yeah, I've dumped a few books.
It swallows up my books.
Yeah, mine too. Or my girls' books, I should say. Okay, so there's no more public comment. So do we need to call for a vote before I close? Or I close public hearing. Go ahead and close public hearing. Okay, action items, general business, resolution number 2015.16, supplemental budget, library board fund. Call for staff report.
I just to let you know, we have received the funds. They've been in the account, and we're just being asked because it's an adjustment to the budget of quite a substantial amount for this fund that we needed a public hearing and sure. Made a vote on this.
Mm-hmm. Now you're up. Yeah.
So. I move we approve resolution 2015.16 to authorize and accept the money.
I second it.
So it's been moved and seconded to pass the resolution number 2015.16, I won't budget the library board fund. No more discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
What else can the money be used for?
I'm pretty sure the grant's pretty specific on what it can be.
It's specific to a book
return. They applied for it and received the funds from it. Yes.
Okay.
Any more discussion? Go ahead and vote.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Ratification of the SPOA contract. Call for staff report. HR manager.
Actually, Ashley may want to address this. Do you want to, Ashley?
What? She's napping.
I'm sorry, are you keep going in and out? What was that?
Did you want to address the CBA?
Do you want to address the CBA?
No, we were going to just do a ratification vote.
Okay. Is there a motion to request ratification of the SPOA contract?
I'll make a motion to ratify the SPOA, the collective bargaining agreement for the police department.
I second.
Been moved and second to pass the ratification, SPOA contract. Any discussion?
This is as it's written on here because we talked about it.
Yeah, but we're going to, yeah. Any more discussion? Go ahead and vote.
Aye.
Councillor Stone.
Aye.
Councillor Egbert.
Aye.
Councillor Boggs.
Aye.
Councillor Meyer.
Aye.
Councillor Anderson.
Aye.
Councillor Lazier.
Aye.
Mayor McKnight.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Reports, city manager update.
The only update I have to give you is a meeting we had with Umpqua Community College. You read my weekly report. We met and they have come to a decision to locate a new training school here in Sutherland. So we're working with them, moving very quickly. We formed a technical team that has our staff and their staff working together. There's two steps that they must do. They must get the DCIDB board to agree to it and the county commission, and we'll soon have what they're going to call the Sutherland campus here coming. Fairly exciting, 50 to 100 jobs that we're anticipating, with five different trades over time. I just got an email from Dr. Cavan that reminded me that right now the trades is going to be automotive, two elements of automotive, T10 with Toyota will be the only training institute of Toyota from Vancouver to Sacramento, then a regular auto training, so those two components, diesel repair and electrical, and then welding's a real big one because of the one company we've been working with. I sent them an email today that told them that UCC has chosen Sutherland, so we're working on it. I'd say it's about 99%. They told us today this is the site, and we'll just be moving forward making that happen. So a lot of work behind the scenes, but that's done.
Is it the same property?
No.
We're moving
to the airport industrial property below Council Egbert's business.
Is that all you got?
Yes, sir.
Any questions for Jerry on that?
I have, a quick question. Are there utilities up there? Sewer, water, everything?
Mm-hmm. So that's not on the side of the enterprise zone, or it's not in the enterprise
zone? It is in the enterprise zone. All those lands are in the enterprise zone, yeah.
How does that work when they don't manufacture?
Well, it doesn't matter.
They don't qualify anyhow because they're school. They don't pay taxes.
Well, I know they can sort of can go in there.
Because they're creating family wage jobs.
They're creating
City Council business. Mayor, monthly time is limited. Please ask questions or make statements that are likely to benefit the group. Individual comments and questions that could be handled on a one-to-one basis should be handled outside the meeting. Councilor Anderson.
I will be gone next council meeting, November 9th, again.
You expected that.
You saw it. I didn't see it.
But, yeah, so I'll be absent on the 9th. I'll be in Idaho, so.
Councilor Lazier.
No, I don't
think that's fine.
Councilor
Stone.
I'm trying to keep up.
Now I'll pass. All right.
Councilor Egbert.
Have we ever gotten anything on the repairs on the fire equipment or an update on what we were, has anything, and we haven't seen anything.
So. You will eventually.
Yeah, Chief Perdomo and I are working with Dan. We're keeping a running list and Excel spreadsheet that we will be bringing back to you, but we're not done yet. There is a list, quite a list. Apparatus maintenance, infrastructure maintenance, equipment.
We pursued any recoveries on any of this?
We haven't pursued anything until we get the list done. Then we're gonna start from a relationship standpoint, go and sit down and try to talk about recovery of some of these costs. one-on-one first before we bring it to council.
Thanks, Chief.
That's all you got? Yes,
sir. Councilor Boggs?
This weekend, remember, daylight saving time. And it's also Halloween, so you people that drive the buses full of kids out to my place, stop doing that.
I just do it for a photo shoot.
Yeah. Beastmorning has the Grinch, so if you can't find it, just look for the Grinch.
Kelsey's crying, but you know, I want her. Yeah.
Do we have an ordinance about too many Halloween
No, I'm not.
All right, Councilor Fire?
I just wanted to address a comment that was made earlier. I really appreciate Chief Sanfilippo mentoring Charlie and taking over our, helping Charlie out, getting our fire department up and running. I think it's really important because Chief Sanfilippo knows where the resources are in this county, and he knows who to call and when to call, and just thank you for that. The other thing I wanted to ask Ashley about, this, I guess it's called the Chief Battalion law that they passed. What's it called?
I'm sorry, what was that? The Chief?
It's SB 1518. The new law paves the way for International Association of Firefighters to claim that those who lack the independent authority to hire, discharge, or impose other economic sanctions belong in IAFF bargaining. Anyways, it's on the street, I guess, called the Chief Battalions Law because it's opened the door for chief battalions to unionize. Do you know anything? Do you know about that? We briefly talked about it.
So I actually did not hear most of that. The connection is not great.
Okay.
I'm sorry, could you repeat it?
It's SB 1518. It's the new law that they passed regarding firefighters, and it mostly involves chief battalions. Chief battalion officers? Is it?
Depends on the size of the department.
Well, it mostly, yeah.
So are you talking?
You're breaking up, actually.
Why don't you just email Jerry with the question? I think email her and we'll get it back.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
I'll email you with the question and you can email me back.
We reconnected.
We made the agreement. It was going to go to the city manager. Remember?
Did I say that?
Yeah. No, you didn't. You said
I will email Jerry with the question and then he will email it to you and you will email us all back.
She's frozen.
Sounds good.
You're frozen.
Like you said, sounds good.
Frozen. That's your fault.
The only thing I have is for November meetings, we have the second meeting is the same week as Thanksgiving. Do we want to bump it to the last week of November?
No, we just want to have one meeting.
Yeah.
Or we can do that.
We have kind of agenda we can do.
I just want to run across you guys and see what you want to do, because the week of Thanksgiving.
We could even have a longer meeting. I'd put up with a longer meeting.
Do you guys want to have one, or do you want to have it the last week?
Let's just have one.
No, not the last week. That's Thanksgiving week, isn't it?
No, there's a week after that.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm trying to get it off to Thanksgiving.
One day after that.
But it's a Monday. I mean, technically, it's so we could have it that Monday or just have one. It's up to you guys, but I think the week of Thanksgiving is not.
Let's just have that one.
Just want to have one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll miss it.
And then you'll be back.
How are the people?
Yeah. Is that good? So you got all the rest of
the so what day is it? What day are you?
It's the 9th is our regular meeting. If you guys want to have, there's one Monday.
23rd.
9th and 23rd. So eliminate the 23rd or have it the, you either eliminate it or have it the following Monday. It's the last Monday in November.
If you do the 23rd, then he won't miss a meeting.
Right. Just so why don't we just have one in November? Just have it on
Move it down at the very end?
Or whatever it is.
Well, we're trying to get off the 23rd, because that's the week of Thanksgiving. Move it to the last Monday.
So what about the week between the 9th and the 23rd? Is there, so that would be, what, the 16th?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did that work?
2 weeks in a row.
That work for you?
One meeting.
Yeah.
Work. I don't care what day it is. The one meeting will work.
The 16th would work for me.
Are you sure?
Hang on here real quick.
Let's do that.
Let's discuss this.
Real quick.
Wait.
Okay, so the 16th we're shooting for.
Yeah.
Okay. That work? We'll have one meeting for a month. Okay, that's all I had. I just want to run it by you. So.
Do you want to take care of December as long as you're doing it? Because the 20...
You guys want to take care of December while we're here?
Never mind.
It's
the 14th and 28th there.
Oh, good point. Hey, that's a good. That's an excellent point. Forrest brought up the fire, the lift assist right. thing. Is that enough? Is that we're going to have it later in the month? Is that oh?
It's just going to delay the notice.
That's going to delay the notice. Thank you. That's a good point.
We're
still laying the note.
We're doing the notice tomorrow. Yeah,
right. Okay.
I'm going to speak to the subsidization up to $60.
Okay. Sorry. It's just a matter of how we want to decide.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay. Do we want to do December while we're up here, or do it later?
I'd rather wait.
Wait.
Yeah. I don't know what my schedule is going to be like.
All right, we'll wait.
Good call. It's an idea.
Okay.
Losing the internet trying to call back.
So. Public comment. The purpose of public comment is to allow citizens to present information regarding items off the agenda. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. Does anybody have anything tonight? All right. We're adjourned.
Bye, Ashley. You're already gone.
Saved by the gown.
We're hanging up, Ash.
I
know.
You write me up.
You can hang up.
Every time we go to shut this down, it's got updates.
Wasn't even working.